Clean wrapping up that set of music. We lost Hamish Kilgore of the Clean just at the end of November was the date of that one. That was Clean with Getting Older. I should actually tell you the name of the song as well. What else? Oh, actually, it was first, I guess, I thought it was like at the end of November, but I think it was actually the first part of December. On the exact same day, Jet Black of the Stranglers had passed. And I just learned that while doing my research, I believe. I don't think I told you about that in December. So for those of you not listening to the Encore show, just know that you will hear some Stranglers sometime the second half of the Viva La Mock radio program. Now, before the Clean, how about Luna? Went back to their EP they put out on the number 6 record label. And that was the reason I needed to play that, because Terry Tolkien, who founded the number 6 record label, passed away at the age of 62 just about a year ago. Now, Terry Tolkien also was an A&R guy, and he worked for Touch and Go. Like, he signed the Butthole Surfers to Touch and Go. He also worked at Elektra. He was a writer, and he is known for coining the phrase alternative rock in his writings. So... yeah, he takes the credit for it. He never denied the credit, is how I should put that. And then start off the entire set with the Laws. As I mentioned, with the Laws, we lost Ian Templeton, the drummer of the Laws. And that was There She Goes. And There I Go on my Encore show. I'm still here. I just turned up the music and walked away from the mic for a while because it is just now 11 o'clock here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock, and it's at this time each and every week when the mockster is able to get the studio to turn on in his favor. We do a thing called the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar. Before I get to the calendar, though, I do want to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh, located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions. They have regular gallery hours on the weekend, or by appointment, or just visit them during Unblurred, which is the first Friday of every single month on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. For more information, you can call them up at 412-924-0634 or visit them online at irmafreeman.org. Now we can turn our attention to the WRCT radio and music calendar, let you know some things that are going on around town, some happening events that maybe you should put onto your calendar. It is January. It is the new year. Welcome. Happy New Year, if I didn't say that already. Welcome to 2023. You got a couple days now, just a couple days to check out Black on Black Love at 820 Liberty Avenue. It's going on now through the 8th at 820 Liberty Avenue downtown. You have the entire month, though, to check out the hashtag Not White Collective 2016 to 2022 exhibition at the Space Gallery. It's a group of 13 women artists whose mission is to use non-individualistic multidisciplinary art to make their stories visible as they relate, connect, and belong to the global majority. It's on display now again until January 29th at 812 Liberty Avenue at the Space Gallery downtown. Also, 973 Gallery is hosting Rising Voices 2. It's the Bennett Prize for Women Figurative Realist Painters, featuring works by the finalists of the Bennett Prize. Again, that's going on now through February 19th at 937 Gallery, which is located at 937 Liberty Avenue downtown. More information about any of these shows can be found at trustarts.org. Got another week to check out Soma Grossa, which is happening at the Brewhouse Association. It's their latest upcoming exhibition, or it's going on now, so it's not even upcoming. It's an international survey of art about fat bodies and experiences made by fat artists in response to anti-fat bias and fat phobia in media and culture. Soma Grossa offers space for fat artists to represent themselves and their own experiences on their own terms. I should have somehow figured out how to exhibit there. It's on display at the Brewhouse Gallery, 711 South 21st Street, number 210 on the south side, now through January 14th. More information at brewhousearts.org. The Warhol is got a social network interview going on, television and portraits. It's an exhibition featuring the cross-section between Warhol's longest-running project, which was Interview Magazine, and his portrait commissions and his ventures in television with fashion, Warhol TV, and Warhol's 15 Minutes. Yeah, highlighting some rare holdings within the Warhol's permanent collection that's never been seen before in its entirety. That is on display. It's called Andy Warhol's Social Network Interview, Television, and Portraits, on view now through February 20th of this year at the Warhol. Sandusky Street on the north side. More information, warhol.org. And don't forget, nothing picks you up like a banjo. Or somebody who literally picks you up. But a banjo music. So go to the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's practice. You don't have to bring a banjo. You don't have to practice. You're there to listen. They rehearse each and every Wednesday at 8 p.m. at the Elks Lodge on Cedar Avenue on the north side. They have food, the refreshments, it's sing-alongs. They play that popular music from the 20s and 30s. Anyway, it's at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, Cedar Avenue, north side. Reservations need to be made by Tuesday, the night before. 412-321-1834. That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send me the details. Send it straight to me at radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT music calendar. The music calendar lets you know what kind of music might be happening on these cold, frigid... Wait, it wasn't cold and or frigid this week. But all right, it's still January in the winter months here in Pittsburgh. Tomorrow, up at Preserving Underground in New Kensington, Porcupine is performing. At the Funhouse at Mr. Small's, it's Different Places and Spaces doing an album release show. Tired Radio is at the Government Center with Blinder over on the north side tomorrow as well. The Astronomers are at the Club Cafe this Sunday. Reagan Katz, along with Valley View and James Castle at the Government Center on Sunday. Jay Thurber, WRCT's own Jay Thurber, is spinning music at Arsenal Lanes this Sunday. On Tuesday at the Club Cafe, Motel Breakfast in Town, playing with Cherry Tree, Archers of Loaf. Speaking of being in town, Archers of Loaf at the Thunderbird on Tuesday, performing with the Zells. Hemlock for Socrates at the Government Center on Friday the 13th. The Fall of Babylon's doing an album release show at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's on Saturday the 14th with Trainwrecked. The Other Bugs playing with Bucket of Puppies and Barnacle Feet at the Thunderbird on Saturday the 14th. Mr. Smalls is hosting We Came as Romans on Thursday the 19th. King Buffalo at the Club Cafe on Friday the 20th and 21st. You can check out the Magic of Hippies at the Thunderbird on the 23rd. Glenn Phillips is performing at the Club Cafe on Wednesday the 25th. G-Love, without his special sauce is going to be Donovan Frankenreiter at the Roxy Inn in McKee's Rocks on Thursday the 26th. And what else we got? Oh, the Living Street. They were just at Arsenal Lanes. They're playing at the Club Cafe on Friday the 27th. Did a great show. I was actually at that show. And let's see. Oh, here's a good one to say, a final one. It's not a final show. It's just the final show I'm going to announce right now. End of the month, at the 28th, it's the 28th of the month, Nico Case is in town. She's playing at the Roxy and down at McKee's Rocks. That is on the 28th. That's a Saturday. Speaking of Nico Case, if you're listening to the program, I Gone But Not Forgotten, I'm just going to drop yet another... Can I call it foreshadowing or just a hint? Yes. Think of who has performed with Nico as her backing band. Just think of that. Anyway, that's my WRTT music calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, please send it to us in an email. And it's a music-calendar@wrct.org. You can get the WRCT music and radio calendar. If you want to mail it to us, you can. 5000 Forbes Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. But if you go to wrct.org, you can find all of the details of that. But you can hear and you can see all the details. You can see the entire calendar. Click on the events tab at the top and be like, oh, there it is. And then you're like, dude, you skipped a bunch of stuff. And I'm like, yes, I did. I'm trying to keep this in 10 minutes. And I've got only 40 seconds to go. And I still got to tell you that you can hear the calendar, both of them, each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again at 11 p.m. We are on random schedule until the full season and the full new term kicks in. You might not hear it at those hours, but be patient. That's what I'm going to tell you. Let's get back into this thing that I'm calling Gone But Not Forgotten. Now, I mentioned within this Gone and Not Forgotten that I'm not always highlighting musicians and people in the, but I am also talking about people in the music industry. That's what I'm trying to babble through, if I can figure that out. Michael Lamb, the co-creator of the original Woodstock Festival, passed away about a year ago. Back in January 8th of 2022, at the age of 77. Let's play some Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Well, I came upon the child of God. He was walking along the road, and I asked him, tell me, where are you going? Mister told me, said, I'm
shotgun in the sky, turning into butterflies. am I gonna cry? Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy. I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love. Goodbye. Bye-bye, my love. Goodbye. Bye-bye, my love.
Upon your magic swirling ship, oh my soul. senses have been stripped, and my hands can't feel to grip, and my toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for to fade onto my own parade. Cast your dancing spell my way. I promise to go under it. Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you.
The Byrds wrapping up that set of music with Mr. Tambourine Man. We are doing a Gone But Not Forgotten. You're thinking, Moxter, where'd you go with that one? Bill Pittman. Bill Pittman, a member of the Wrecking Crew, played guitar on that song. And he passed away at 102 years old back in August. He played on the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations. He played on tons of stuff. He was a member of the Wrecking Crew. Speaking of members of the Wrecking Crew, Gene Cipriano, he was a woodwindist with the Wrecking Crew, passed away at the age of 94 in November. Their contribution, I got to tell you, the Wrecking Crew's contribution to the musical soundscape is awe-inspiring. How about I just say it that way? Before the Byrds, Ian and Sylvia, Ian Tyson, the Ian part of that duo, passed away just a few weeks ago on the 29th of December at the age of 89. That was You Are On My Mind by Ian and Sylvia, their big hit. Everly Brothers in there again, the Everly Brothers, because a session guitarist named Ray Eddington passed away in September at the age of 95. He played on the Everly Brothers. He played a Marty Robbins song. So, like, he was all over the charts back in the 1960s. So I wanted to play some Everly Brothers with some guitar work by Ray Eddington on there. And Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Yeah, we get a kind of a double shot of some of those members since I ended with the Byrds. But I wanted to play the song Woodstock from Deja Vu because, as I mentioned, going into the song, Michael Lamb, the co-creative of Woodstock, the Woodstock Festival, passed away about a year ago at the age of 77. My name is Paul. Hey, I didn't tell you what the mock is going to be, did I? I kind of alluded to it because I'm doing this Gone But Not Forgotten. I'm paying tribute to artists and performers who passed, people within the music industry. So what the mock's going to be is I'm still going to pay tribute to people who passed in 2022, who were part of this theme, but being the Moxter, I'm going to play cover songs of songs that those people had and made famous. Yeah, keeps in the theme, and I don't know why I haven't done this. I've done this Gone From Not But Not Forgotten for many, many years now. I guess I should have done this every time, but 2023 is the year I started the new leaf on that. Hey, speaking of new leafs, don't forget, you can still have whiskey before breakfast in 2023. And you can listen to a radio show called Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's a fiddle tune radio show. It's not a prescription from your podiatrist. Nope, you can tune into WRCT Wednesday mornings at 11 a.m. and have some whiskey before breakfast. It is Pittsburgh's most eclectic folk radio program. Stick around for an hour, because after that, he does bluegrass at 1 p.m., so stick around for 2 hours. It's called The Black Diamond Show. Mando Richard is your host for both. Where else can you hear it? Nowhere else. Well, you can, actually. He's syndicated all over the place. But he's based here in Pittsburgh. Mando Richard doing Whiskey Before Breakfast in The Black Diamond Show each and every Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. here on 88.3 FM WRCT. If you listened to this program last year, you heard me probably play this song. And I actually got some emails last year. You can email me, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Saint Moxter, you're supposed to be highlighting people from 2021, and this person just passed away, like, this week. And I said, well, you know what? I wasn't highlighting the singer of the band. I was highlighting the producer of the band. Talking about Ronnie Spector and Phil Spector. Phil, we gave tribute to last year, and this year it's to Ronnie.
The night we met, I knew I needed you so. And if I had the chance, I'd never let you go. So won't you say you love me? I'll make you so proud of me. We'll make them turn their heads.
Come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I say, come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking. Whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I say, come on over, baby. We got chicken in the corner. I said shake, baby, shake. I said shake it, baby, shake it. I said shake, baby, shake. Come on over.
Cha-cha-cha, oh, darling, oh,
Detroit Cobras wrapping up that set of music. Yes, it was about a year ago that I was stunned and probably announced to everybody that Rachel Nagy, the vocalist of the Detroit Cobras, passed away. And I don't think her age was ever confirmed in like a proper lady. That's a good thing. But she wasn't that old, I'm just going to tell you that much. Before the Detroit Cobras, yeah, indeed, you heard Jerry Lee Lewis. Whole lot of shaking going on. We lost Jerry Lee back in October. Some Robert Gordon in there played his cover of Marshall Crenshaw's Someday, Someway, which I played a few months ago when he passed away. That was back in October. He was at 75 years old. I know, we've got the albums with Link Wray, and we've got, I could have played the darts, I could have gone even deeper, but I love his cover of Someday, Someway. And I'm controlling the music. See how that works? So I played that. And then Ronettes, the Ronettes, Be My Baby, throughout the entire set. Ronnie Spector passed away, again, about a year ago, just a few days before Rachel from the Detroit Cobras. Ronnie, though, 78 years old. Hey, we are approaching a mock. We're not there yet, so we got more music to get to. We got more blabbling by the DJ to get to. We've got requests to get to. I've got a couple people. In fact, I got a request in of someone who wasn't on my list, and I love that. I will make that fit in a set of music. I think I know which set. I just don't know when that set's going to get played. I will definitely make that fit. Now I'm going to segue into this set of music because I've told you, yes, outside of just the rock and roll stars, the bassists, the singers, the performers, I've been trying to get people who are connected to the music industry in some way. And if you've been listening throughout the duration of the program, you've heard me highlight some people who started record labels. Johnny Z from Megaforce Records. There was a Terry Tolkien from Number 6 Records. And I'm going to tell you, a few I'm not going to get to. I probably won't get to Charlie Koppelman. He started SBK Records, so you can thank him for Vanilla Ice. And maybe Wilson Phillips, if I'm right. If my memory is firing correctly, they might have been on SBK. I do know that Vanilla Ice was, but Charlie passed away back in November at the age of 82. Mo Austin, the bigwig at Warner Brothers for so many years, 95 years old when he passed in July. Jim Stewart, who founded Stax Records. In fact, I'll play you know what, in this set, I'll actually play a someone from Stax Records just to celebrate Jim Stewart. But I'm segueing into a guy named Art Roop. I personally was not familiar with Mr. Roop. He passed away at the age of 104 back in April. Now, I want to tell you about Art Roop for a bunch of reasons. One is he's a local boy. He was born, actually, Arthur Goldberg. He was born in Greensburg. He grew up in McKeesport. He later left the Pittsburgh area, went out to L.A., got himself into the entertainment industry. He established a record label called Jukebox Records back in 1944. After having a few hits with Jukebox Records, he broke off from his partner and had his own thing called Specialty Records. Now, I'm going to tell you that Art Roop, he changed his name, I should tell you that. It was Goldberg. He actually changed his name to Roop, which was his actual surname. But when his family came over at Ellis Island, they changed it to Goldberg. Yeah, I can see the connection there. Oh, Mr. Roop, you are now Mr. Goldberg. Yeah, and for some reason, the people at Ellis Island almost sound like Zombo, but I digress. So anyway, he starts this Specialty Records, and the records he puts out are on fire. In fact, to the extent that he is considered the architect of rock and roll. And I can prove that to you. Here's something he put out on Specialty Records. We know him as Little Richard. No, we don't. What am I thinking? We know, yeah, we do know him as Little Richard. 1957.
Lucy, you won't do your sister's will. Lucy, you won't do your sister's will. You ran off and met, but I love you still. Lucy, please come back where you belong. Lucy, please come back where you belong. I'll be good to you, baby. Please don't leave me alone. I woke up this morning, Lucy was not in sight. I asked my friends about her, but all the list was tight. Lucy,
I know.
This might be a good time for me to tell you what's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music. What? What? How about 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour here on WRCT? Join Steve each and every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues here on WRCT. Now I can tell you the songs I played. That was a little Booker T and the MGs. There was more than one, so it's the MGs with Green Onions. Played that in tribute to Jim Stewart, the co-founder of Stax Records, who passed away back in the first part of December at the age of 92. Played some Ventures in that set of music as well. We lost Don Wilson, guitarist of the Ventures, last January at the age of 88. Also heard some Buddy Holly. Yeah, we lost Buddy a long, long, long time ago. However, Jerry Allison, who played drums in the Crickets, passed away at the age of 82 back in August. And Sonny West, who actually wrote Rave On, passed away in September at the age of 85. Sandy Nelson did that drum version of Soul Finger in there. Sandy passed away. He was a drummer. He was 83 years old. He passed away last February. And Little Richard started off the entire set from his 1957 hit Lucille. That was on the Specialty record label. Art Roop, founder of Specialty Records and former Pittsburgher, Greensburger, McKees Porter, also known as the architect of rock and roll, passed away at the age of 104 in April of last year. Yeah, we are approaching the time when I do the mock. We're approaching it. We're not there. We're just approaching it, which means I have more music to play as we get to that. You know, today 50% of your job skills will require some type of technology skill. 80% of teachers give homework online. Now, whether it's finding a job, helping your kid with their homework, or connecting with friends and family, it's vital for every American to have the digital literacy skills they need to succeed. So if you call 1-855-EVRY-1-ON. Yeah, that's a great phone number. I guess they couldn't find any other number, so they got a better website, everyoneon.org. You can find free internet and computing training services in your area. Now, of course, there's some irony in that. If you're not very good at the internet, you might not be able to find out how to get to everyoneon.org. So they created a challenging phone number, 1-855-EVRY, every one, the number one, and then O-N, everyone on. Again, everyoneon.org. Brought to you by Connect to Compete and me, the Mockster, here at WRCT. There was this cat named Daryl Hunt. He played bass. He actually started off as a roadie for the band he became the bass player for. Passed away in August of 2022. He passed away in August of 2022 at the age of 72. I knew I was trying to figure out what to say there. What band are you talking about? I am talking about the Pogues. He plays bass on this. He was on If I Should Fall from the Grace of God. It's Pogues here on Viva La Mock.
If I should fall from the grace of God, where no doctor can relieve me. If I'm buried beneath the sun, but the angels won't see me. Let me go, boys, let me go, boys. Let me go down in the mud, where it's all a dry. This line was always ours, was the proud line of our fathers. It belongs to us and them, not to any of the others. Let them go. We'll be right back.
for grace of God, we're no doctor can relieve me if I'm buried beneath the sod. Still the angels won't receive me. Let me go, boys, let me go, boys. Let me go down in the mud where the rivers are untry.
We had our hillbilly reveille. The Germans had their own brand of mountain music, music Bavarian style.
Canada's own Sadies wrapping up that set of music. Sadly, we lost Dallas Good back in February of last year at the age of 48 years old. That was from their Tremendous Efforts album. Wasn't born to follow the name of that track. Got a chance to meet Dallas many, many, many years ago. I think when that album actually came out. So let's see, it came out in 01. So apparently 22 years ago, because we brought him, by we, I, the Monster, brought the Sadies to CMU's campus for a live show. And they played CMU on April 4th of 2001. Before the Sadies, FSK doing the original Trap Family, John Coltrane. Because we lost a member of the original Trap Family, Rosemarie Trapp, passed away in May at the age of 93 years old. Pogue started off the entire set. Pogue started off the entire set. If I Should Fall from The Grace with God, title track from that album, Daryl Hunt playing bass on that. Age of 72, passed away in August. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. This is a special edition of Viva La Mock because it is a gone but not forgotten. It's our annual tribute to artists who have passed the previous year. We are celebrating what they brought to our ears and to the music industry. And we've got, an hour to go. But it's usually around this time during this radio program, I do a thing called the mock. Take a word, artist, performer, theme, and mock it, pay tribute.